For 18 years, I was in the private sector. I had my own businesses. I traveled around the state, worked with small businesses, worked with Iowans from rural communities to larger populated communities. And it was because of my work in the private sector that Governor Reynolds recruited me into the Department of Administrative Services for the state. So it's a cabinet position. The department I ran oversaw basically the operations of the entire state of Iowa. And so for the last 5 years, I've been running the operations of the state. And when the governor announced that she wasn't going to run again, through prayer and conversation with a lot of people, we decided it was the right time to take the legacy that the governor has established for the state and move it forward to continue, again, down the path of a good, free culture for our citizens. What I like to tell people is my resume speaks for itself and it stands alone. And day one, I will be able to operate the state. I worked with all agencies. I did some of the larger projects for alignment that the governor charged me with. And so operationally, there's nobody better to take charge of the state. What I'm sort of spreading far and wide is that as a champion for culture of the state, I know Iowa, I know Iowans, I know where opportunities lie, and I also know where a lot of good things could happen down the road. And I will be the largest promoter of skilled trades that this state has ever seen. There's a tremendous opportunity for trades. Welders, plumbers, I mean, electricians, you name it. I would like to promote trades as early as 7th, 8th grade in high schools, and then capitalize on community college infrastructure so that kids know that, hey, you may not have to go to a 4-year university, come out with loads of student debt and try to figure out how to get a job that's going to pay that debt off. Through the trades, I believe the American dream is achievable. And so I believe in that, and I will champion that through and through. The second thing I'll do from a cultural perspective is I'm going to champion to get families back to the dinner table. We spend far too much time letting our kids be raised on devices and things, and we need to get parents to look their children in the eye and ask them questions and get to know them and make sure that we are raising our kids according to their gifts and talents so that they can be what it is they're called to be and what it is they're created to be. What I like to share is the DAS director that I served in that capacity, I was appointed by the governor twice. So it's a 4-year appointment. The second appointment, my second 4-year term, you have to be confirmed by the Senate. And the second time I was appointed, the Senate confirmed me 50-0. So both Democrats and Republicans said, this guy is very good at his job. This is the type of person we want running the state. And I worked with them on a lot of different policy things as well. And so there's no question that my ability to work with the legislature stands there as well. I will protect private property from eminent domain abuse, 100%. There's no way I'm going to let private economic development take personal property. Second thing is property tax reform. I will be a champion for property tax reform. And I will also be working very, very hard in many areas as well with the legislature. So I'm pretty excited about that too.